Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my gosh, it's awful.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilio, you guys with us. Good morning, Hugh. We got an 8-2 football team.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen. It's all right to change your mind every now and then, you know.
What's this about?
Nothing, but you still, hey, listen, it's okay to change your mind every now and then, but don't change your mind without going down without a fight. That's all I got to say.
Is this about your take?
It ain't got nothing to do with my take. I'm just throwing it out there.
Well, guys, we got a lot to talk about. 215-592-9494. The Philadelphia Eagles are 8-2. They have won 6 straight football games, and last night, the biggest game of the season. And they dominated. They won that football game. I know it was a one-score game at the end. They won that game, and they had that game because they were the better football team last night because of their defense, because of Saquon Barkley, because of their offensive line. Hugh, in a lot of ways last night, I felt like they erased the doubt in a lot of ways. And maybe not every single one, and we'll get to one where they haven't erased any doubt or all the doubt. But, Hugh, I felt like last night, to get to where they got to at 8-2, to do that to the Commanders, if you had doubt about the defense, you shouldn't have any doubt anymore. They took a team that was scoring almost 30 points a game, and until garbage time, that team had 10 points on the board. They shut them down last night.
Yeah, man, it was one of those things that gives you goosebumps. When you see the way that they play last night, it's a hell of a thing to play with confidence. It's a hell of a thing to be out there, and everybody on the same one accord, everybody's locked in. And it just makes it so much easier to go out there and play. Guys are, for the most part, healthy. They're functional.
Yep.
You know, N'Kobe Dean is out there doing his thing. Jalen Carter looks like he's coming into his own. Vic Fangio has mixed up the right ingredients on this football team to make this defense one of a top five defense in a season.
It's amazing how fast it happened.
Yes, in a season. In one season. And that's why, you know, right now, when I think about this defense, I mean, they're good. They're playing really, really well right now. I mean, hey, in this situation, the way that this team is playing right now, I mean, there's no doubt that defense is in the set.
What was that?
The defense is a necessity.
Oh, my goodness gracious. He said it. Oh, we got ourselves a show. 215-592-9494.
It hurt me to say that.
I know it did. You guys with us all day. Let's react here. The Eagles are 8-2. They've won 6 games in a row on the back of a defense that, you just said it, is playing at a top five level. Like, there's no other way to slice this cake. This is a dominant
slice
defense.
This bacon.
And we're bacon, cake, whatever we're slicing here. We're slicing a top five defense. Here's what's hitting me. They are good at every level, right? You have Jalen Carter up front, and I feel like last night, that was like the night you saw all the potential in Jalen Carter. He played every snap in that game last night. So you have Jalen Carter. You have Zach Bond at the linebacker spot, continue to do what he's done all year. And then you have in the back end, we know what Cooper DeJean has been. The safeties make plays, like the Reed interception late. And Quinyon Mitchell.
Exciting Whites.
Well, you have the Exciting Whites back there. You have Quinyon Mitchell, who's an exciting.
I really like that name.
First round pick. The Exciting Whites.
The Exciting Whites. I really like that name.
Yeah, it's awesome. So You have everything. I mean, Quinyon Mitchell, it's like, we're bordering on special with Quinyon Mitchell. They didn't even throw in his direction last night, Hugh.
It was great to see, man. You know, and Zach Bond had that one play where he gave up the touchdown, where it basically essentially put them in position to get the touchdown. And after that, you thought that, you know, the pumpkin, the what they say, the carriage was going to turn into a pumpkin, but it didn't.
Nope.
They fought back, man, and it was great to see last night. It was an exciting time to watch football last night in Philadelphia, a city that loves defense. And I just want to shout out to all the people that took time out of their busy night to DM me and to text me and to remind me, like I needed reminding, that defense is not a luxury.
Well, it's not. It is absolutely a necessity.
I appreciate all you guys. And then, you know, especially the ones with the Clipper memes and, you know, laughing and talking about the beard is gone.
Oh, that beard's gone, man. I mean, it's
booty face on deck and all this stuff. I get it, people. I get it.
And you know what else?
I got big old shoulders, though.
Well, you're going to need them because the people are going to remind you of this forever.
And every that's okay day.
Because we have a team, Hugh, that feels like it is positioned to make a run for New Orleans. So you had the defensive side last night, which was excellent, against a really talented young quarterback and a good offense in Washington. Then there's the offensive side, which was certainly more choppy. But, Hugh, there's one thing that they are great at, and that is running the football.
Man.
Like they we're watching the highlights in front of us here. NFL Network's on the TV.
That man's rejuvenated. You know what?
Wow.
We've talked a lot about, you know, his carries and everything.
Yep.
Man, he don't seem like he has no signs of slowing down.
Well, I thought he was stronger in the fourth quarter first quarter.
Listen, it's something to be said about being in a city like Philadelphia and playing for this team and that want to. Because, man, he looks like he ain't been in the league that long as far as the wear and tear on his body and the carries that he's had this year. It hits different here, man. And I just want to take this moment for all those Giant fans that live in Philadelphia that were calling and talking about how we got a broken player and all the other good stuff. The people that listen to me right now, because I mean this from the bottom of my heart as I wear my Salute to Service shirt today. Thank you. Thank you so much.
How about the thank yous from the crowd last night?
No, that
was
dope, man.
It was hilarious.
Thank you so much.
You know what he is? He's a player that we always say this word, but I feel it watching him, rejuvenated. Like
yes.
He got a second football life coming to the Philadelphia Eagles. And I thought at the end, I thought in the fourth quarter, you could see that the Commanders defense played 20 more snaps 4 days ago on the short week, right on Sunday. The Eagles defense didn't have to play those snaps. That they wore them down. They dominated. They pushed them around. They got the victory. And they are slowly, if not maybe quickly, removing all doubt here. 215-592-9494. Let's hear Tony Gonzalez. He was on the broadcast last night afterwards for Amazon. Here is what he said about this Eagles team and how good they are right now.
You said they're the best team in our pregame show. You said they're the best team in the NFC. Do you still believe that?
I'm still going to stand by that.
You don't believe
the only reason I would say Detroit Lions, obviously, and I've said they were really, really good. Jared Goff, I know it was just one game, but I just look at them, offense, defense, they need a kicker. Something's got to happen with that kicker because he's got to play better than that, but I think they are the best team in the NFC right now.
All right, we'll get to the kicker stuff. Yeah, Jake was not good last night. That made the game closer than it had to be. But bottom line is this. It does feel like an Eagles-Lions collision course. They feel like the two best teams in the NFC without question right now. And Damian Woody on ESPN, he took it a step further, saying nobody has better players than the Eagles.
Huge win because I believe that the Philadelphia Eagles are now two games up in that division.
Mm-hmm.
So to be able to get a divisional game at your place against the up-and-coming Washington Commanders team, big win for the Philadelphia Eagles. And listen, as much as we've been talking about the Detroit Lions in the NFC,
mm-hmm.
We better start talking about the Philadelphia Eagles because mm-hmm. you're talking about just personnel. Who has better personnel than the Philadelphia Eagles right now? No one. Nobody has better personnel, and they're playing some really good football.
They are playing great football right now, Hugh. I mean, it's like week in, week out, they find new ways to impress you. So I think last night, I'll put it this way. The Eagles are starting to remove every little doubt you may have had about the defense. About the running game, can it continue to play like this? Will Saquon still have juice as the season goes on? I mean, we're almost at Thanksgiving now, and the juice is not going anywhere. Hugh, can I point out one area that there's still the full doubt has not been removed?
Don't do it.
It's a nice day.
It's such a nice day. I was thinking it. You know what? When Damon Woody said what he said.
Yep.
I was thinking it, but then I thought to myself, today is not the day.
All right. Well, I got it. Then I'll be the guy.
Do it. Cook.
It. Well,
he said, do it.
The doubt right now is the quarterback. The doubt is the passing game. It's the quarterback. Everything else last night passed the test. They dominated defensive line. They got sacks. Their linebackers played well. Their safety made a play at the end. Their corners were excellent. Their offensive line was like, line it all up. Everything was good last night. Except the passing game and except the quarterback. He wasn't bad. Like it wasn't like he lost them the game, and he didn't have turnover worthy plays left and right. I mean, we've seen Jalen have tougher times. But the passing game last night, he was very blah against a passing defense that's not that great. You okay?
Is the fire alarm going off again?
No, I would just make what sounds usually happen in the studio.
You think it's you, yeah.
Well, yeah, and I'm usually the one that's being accused, and I know it wasn't me.
Oh, no, you looked right at me like, don't look at me.
I was like, it's not me.
I just thought he didn't know how to respond to the Jalen doubt. I was shocked.
Well, I was shocked, and I was trying to piece through what I saw and trying to figure out, not so much making an excuse,
yep,
but try to understand why it was the way it has been. Like, if I'm being honest, Jalen, for the last couple of weeks, for whatever reason, has taken a while to get going.
Slow
starts. But when he gets going, he gets going. But there's a couple plays last night. Like one play on the sideline, I guess his footing wasn't right or whatever, where he had A.J. Brown open. Wide ass open. Why,
and it seemed like he got caught in his own feet and missed him by a lot.
I don't know. And he threw it over him, and A.J. was clearly not happy. There was a couple plays where I felt like he held the ball just a little bit too long.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit too long. And then, you know, watching that game and watching it with the company that I was keeping and just trying to figure out why in this game, why does it feel like you're coming up short? I guess that's I don't know a better way to put it. Why are you coming up short and what's going on? Because we talked all day about how we didn't feel like with the personnel that you had to do a whole lot. And there was a lot there when you talk about how this defense wasn't good against really anything that you did, that you couldn't get it going.
I mean, they outgained the Commanders by almost 200 yards. They had way more third down conversions.
Time of possession, beat them.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time of possession, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, if it was for better kicking and more efficient passing, they would have blown the doors off them. And, they were the better team last night. 215-592-9494. All right, let's react together here on a victory Friday. The Eagles are 8-2. They've won 6 in a row. They're a game and a half up in first place in the NFC East. And so much is great right now. I mean, the offensive line, the run game. Saquon Barkley has been incredible for this football team. And the defense has gone from bad to incredible in, that quickly.
Yeah.
The only doubt left is, can the pass game and Jalen catch up with the rest of the team and give them the best team in the NFL? Kyle, how are you feeling this morning as the Eagles have a 6-game winning streak?
I am firing up the bus.
All right.
We're gassing it up. We're going eastbound and down. We have a Super Bowl team on our hands, fellas.
Yes, we do.
We do. I mean, I agree about the Jalen Hurts part, and I don't want to harp on it at least right now, because we have a defense, guys, that is... And I can't even pop, the way that we thought about this team before the season started was, if this defense is top 15, it'll be okay, mm-hmm. because the offense will pick it up.
Yep.
This is one of the best defenses in football. It's one of the best defenses we've had in this city in so long. When I walked in this morning, the security guard stopped me and said, yo, How about that defense, man? Like,
you get goosebumps when you did.
I did. Like, this is a defensive city, and we have a real defense on our hands.
A defensive city.
We do.
I can't dispute that. I mean, because
this defense can carry us to a Super Bowl.
People were jumping all in my DMs talking about, yo.
Yeah. That beard's green, buddy.
It is amazingly ironic that when Hugh rolls out the defense is a luxury, not a necessity take, we have maybe the best defense in the NFL? You couldn't have scripted this any better.
Technically, I wrote it out about a year and a half ago.
Yeah, so we morphed into that, though.
And so it took about a year and a half. So technically, if we want to keep score,
I
won.
No.
No, we got a couple. We got some tape funerals coming.
It's not called spin. It's called a coping mechanism.
Whatever it's called.
It's called something that needs to make me feel good about
this
take that's about to die.
The back of a defense. You know, you look up. This is, like, just think about the last three Eagles Super Bowl teams. 04, 17, 22. This defense is on par statistically with any of them. That's how great it's been. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to the win. Did last night erase all doubts? And if you have some left, where is it? Let's go to the phone lines here as the Philadelphia Eagles are 8-2 in first place in the NFCs by a game and a half plus the tiebreaker over the Commanders. Chris in Middletown starts us off. Good morning, Chris.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Yeah, boy.
Yeah,
you ready,
it feels like it's about to happen.
Yeah, we're getting that bus all gassed up.
Hey, nope, my voice did not crack there, okay?
No,
growth.
I put a little too much lemon in the water yesterday pregame.
No, yeah, you're good. You're good.
Yeah, I'm sure that was it.
Anyway,
yeah.
So let's get to some apologies that need to be handed out on this show. Hugh Douglas.
Yes.
You look at that man, Joe, sitting next to you, and you tell Joe.
I ain't apologizing, Joe.
No,
I'm
no,
not
no.
apologizing.
Q.
I ain't apologizing. For what? Apologize, Joe, for what?
Come on here.
Joe Giglio, you owe Kyle an apology.
Oh, Joe.
That's right.
Joe, okay.
I agree.
On Wednesday, I had to sit in Klondike Cage with my Penn State Saquon Barkley jersey on and listen to you argue and tell Kyle he was wrong. Saquon was not the team MVP. What do you have to say for yourself, Joe?
You know what? I was wrong. It's Vic Fangio. He's the team MVP. Turning this defense into what
it's not Jalen Hurts, that's for sure.
All right, listen. Let everyone take a deep breath. Now, Chris, Saquon is... I do think the Fangio acquisition has been... You know, it's turned this thing around. But, Chris, I can't say anything better about Saquon. He has been... I downplayed how much of an impact he could have because he's a running back. But, Chris, he's been great. He's taken what I thought he was, which was obviously a tremendously talented player, and he's, like, added, like, turbo boost to that. I love watching him play, Chris. He's an amazing football player.
It is phenomenal. Now, babyface you, we ain't forgetting about you. You know, I hope, and I know my boy Kyle already cut that out of you when you said that defense is a necessity. So, that's fantastic. Guys, man, let's look at our defense. We've been talking about this. Dude, they outperformed the Pittsburgh Steelers defense. Nobody argues that they don't have a dominant defense. Dude, we did what Pittsburgh couldn't do. 18 points is all this offense that we've been hearing about. Oh, my God, this quarterback, John Jaworski goes on. He's the best quarterback he's ever seen in his entire lifetime. Blah, blah, blah. Cliff Kingsbury is a genius. Who was our former offensive coordinator now that's down there?
Brian Johnson.
Brian Johnson, why did we let him go? Blah, blah, blah. You know what happened, Hugh? The Thundercats silenced them all.
The Exciting Whites. I love that name, by the way.
Down. I'm telling you, man, 2000 Ravens, we got on our hand. All we got to do is run the ball, play defense. I'm not going to pile on to Jalen because Jalen came out in the second half and did what he needed to do. There'll be plenty of time for that because we got a long week next week, so we get extra content.
Yeah, plenty of time to pile on.
We'll talk about it.
Not today,
guys,
though.
Before I let you go, I hope you get, and I forward it to Joe and to Kyle, our boy Skip, with a couple beverages in last name, crowd baby loser he is, admitted that the Eagles have the number one defense and the best team in the NFL, and it was fantastic. So all you cockroach cowboy fans out there in the Delaware Valley, I'm loving it.
Yeah, Skip doing TV shows on Twitter.
Man, I'm going to leave you out with something done properly.
We are E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles Super Bowl bound. Woo!
Now we're talking, Chris. Chris, appreciate the phone call.
Don't do it, Joe.
I did it once.
No,
I
do it. Do it. Do it, Joe. It's all you, Joe. Go for it.
I can't do it. I'm like the guy yesterday who tried to debut his song on the show, and you crushed him. You crushed him.
It was great, though, man. You know, sing like nobody's listening, man.
But a lot of people were listening.
Yeah,
was
that's the problem. Well, I mean, I was excited.
You just got to close your eyes, man, and pretend.
Listen, I'm not going to promise I'm going to do it often, but if they keep winning games like this once a week, I might have
Look,
to.
Man,
I'm sorry.
Was,
the
Eagles sorry. Brought their A game yesterday, but not everybody else. I mean, Chris was...
That one.
Again, short week, long night. Not everyone could be Saquon Barkley and just dominate a short week. 215-592-9494. You know what I appreciate about, just every fan here? How quickly we all can spin things into what makes us feel great.
Mm-hmm.
Like, before the season, if someone called this radio station, and I don't think what Chris said is, like, intentionally hilarious, but before the season, if someone had said, hey, the Eagles could be like the 2000 Ravens, and we all would have laughed them out of the room.
Yeah, you're drunk.
And now he said that, and like obviously this defense isn't quite as great as the 2000 Ravens, but the idea of winning a Super Bowl or getting to one on the back of the defense no longer feels insane.
No, and again, man, it's something. It was one play that Kobe Dean made down by when they were backed up.
The play where Daniels tried to scramble. And
yes. That is want to. That is hella confidence. And reading and reacting to what you've seen and knowing, like believing in what you see. Because I think in that play, he was, if I remember correctly, he was the spy. He dropped back, but he was watching the quarterback. And when the quarterback tried to come up, he tackled him, man. And I'm like, damn, they're playing well. I mean, it was no denying last night. You know, I was going into this game and I thought it'd be a lot closer than it was. Well, it was, but I thought it'd be more high scoring than it was. Not that much of a slog like it was in the second, but man, it was great to see, man. So much so that just like I'm pretty sure every old defender that I could think of was kind of they were looking at it, and they were kind of proud of those young cats last night.
It was old school. It was an old school kind of win. NFC East, lower scoring defense running the football. 215-592-9494. Anthony, jersey's up. Hey, Anthony.
Eastbound and down, load them up in trucks. We gonna do what they say can't be done. Let's go!
Let's go, Anthony. Anthony's got a spot on the bus. I mean, I could hear him on the bus. Go ahead, Anthony.
Hey, yes, man. I love you, man. Here comes the bus. I can't wait for you to cut that beard. There you go.
I'm okay with it, man.
You know
what? I have an agenda. And my agenda is to make it to the Super Bowl.
Hey.
And if I'm going to be there looking like a 22-year-old man, that might be to my benefit in Louisiana. And who knows?
Hey, man, I was there last night, man, watching the pregame show with you guys. You guys did an unbelievable job, man. Good job covering the game, man. Also there with Vinny Curry, man. Salute to him, congrats on a wonderful career. Hey, Joe, what did I tell you the other day, Joe, about the LSU guy?
Well, they did a good job on him, Anthony. I still think he's a really, really good young quarterback, but
he has a lot to learn.
Yeah, but Anthony, they had him, I think, second guessing what he was seeing out there, and then they didn't let him run. I mean, like Hugh was mentioning the play N'Kobe made when he took off. He didn't get much last night.
This is the best I've seen the Georgia boys collectively as a unit play. N'Kobe Dean all over the field. Nolan Smith with a big sack at a huge time. Jalen Carter, man, played all 66 snaps, and oh man, just a wrecking ball up there, man. Let's go, Georgia boys! Yo, Q, unbelievable, man. Them rookie DBs we have. Oh my God, man. Oh my God.
Something special, yeah, Anthony. Something special's going on, Anthony. We appreciate the phone call. Yeah, The ability that they have at all three levels right now on defense is just outrageous. They're getting sacks by committee. Jalen Carter's wrecking the game in the middle. Bond and Dean, and you pointed out that play Dean made last night. And then the secondary, I mean, Quinyon takes away half the field. They didn't even look over there. Terry McLaurin, he was matched up on him, Hugh, 20 times. Zero targets.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and I think what Coach Fangio did was do a great job of taking away the first read, Joe.
Yep.
That's what it is, because we talked about how – what made this quarterback special, Jaden Daniels, was the fact that he always threw. He got the ball out of his hands quickly. he had to hold the ball a little bit last night. And that's what you tend to want to do when you play against a young quarterback. You want to take away that first read. You want to take away that second read. And they did a good job of that last night.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.